A Reflection from Father Luis Sassano, Luke 18, 9 through 14. Humility above all else. 1. Self-righteousness. This haughty attitude has made us pay dearly within the church because many people have left the church because of our attitudes of believing that we are the best, that we have everything under control in life, and even believing that we have no sins or only minor ones. We all have a part of that Pharisee in us, being a little bit arrogant and even boastful. Today, I ask your forgiveness, my friend, who left the parish group or church movement because you saw our self-righteousness and arrogance that scandalized you and drove you away. Today, I also ask you to help us to be a humbler church. I also want to thank those who have corrected me, because at some point I also began to fly and to believe that I was like a professor who thought I knew it all and could control everything. So thanks to those who reminded me that I am a sinner and that I was not and am not fair. 2. They went up to pray. Prayer is what shapes your life. It's like your heartbeat. This Lent, you should take time to reflect on your prayer life, this constant dialogue with God. Do you have a little moment with God every day? In prayer, you can have a look at things that happen to you during the day and in your life, and you can talk to God about everything. You can go into your room and talk to Him quietly so that they don't think you're crazy. Today, tell Jesus about your life. Maybe you can recall those moments when you saw God's hand in your life. We always tend to remember the sad moments much more than the beautiful ones. Today, in your prayer, go back to those beautiful moments as a way of finding the meaning to everything in your life from God's point of view, and then take it to Mass. 3. To beat one's chest. This is a gesture which represents us, forgiven sinners. It means returning to ourselves, to recognize our sin and our mistakes, and to look at the opportunity that God is constantly giving us in life. We must try to keep walking as part of the living church, but we must remove everything that doesn't lead us to God or doesn't come from Him. You must strive to live life in God's path, not only because there are people who love you dearly, but mainly because you are worth a lot. We are all sinners. Recently, looking back on my life as a priest, I was thinking about my many sins, and yet God continues to use me and continues to choose me as His disciple. Because, you know, Jesus teaches you that God will go on calling you in spite of all the difficulties. He continues to come to you so that you can move ahead, go out, and trust Him more. Today, we, forgiven sinners, humbly come to ask for peace, which is priceless, and a proud heart will never find it. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and guard you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.